Anybody coming from Tall?
Or I don't think so.
Lombardo?
No, Jose was going to try and chime in, but we'll see. Lombardo, yeah, we don't really need him anyway. Pepin, you can hear us, right?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Both Jose and Al are away. I think Eric is on site for talks.
He's not today, no.
Okay.
He's got other people here, but that's fine. We'll give him a pass. Robert's probably also very medicated right now.
All right. Piazza, let everyone know that they're recording. First topic is the construction schedule. At the last meeting, regarding schedule update number 16, Piazza still needed updates from Talt. I believe they received that. Piazza stated March 2024 completion date for academic building is achievable, and May 2024 for community building. Piazza to advise on delivery of metal panels. Actual finished panels weren't delivered as previously stated. Do we have an update on the metal panels or not yet?
They're at the transporter's warehouse here in New York someplace.
Everything?
In that one. Okay.
But you could sit here or you could sit next to Nancy on the end there.
Felicio saw that it was moved an hour.
Tall provided a new update on the schedule for light fixture deliveries last week to all. All fixtures are shipping this month. Temporary 400 amp service was completed. Tall still needs paperwork for CO related to elevator and 200 amp panel, which was done as of 11/6. Do we have a update on schedule 16?
16 or 17?
It's schedule 17, and
were we supposed to have that already?
Yes, I received it from Stuart. There was three changes that I needed made on the community building.
Okay.
But all our durations show the March and May completion for our work. With the exception of one line item, that is painting of the academic building floor in the basement. I figured I'd leave that till later on, just because the finished product is going to get destroyed. So that's sometime in April.
That's painting the academic building?
Mm-hmm.
The floor.
The basement floor.
And then what's not for March for the academic building is the kitchen, as we agreed. But everything else is in place. There was three line items for the community building that needed to be pulled back. That was the gym wall padding, setting the bleachers, and one more thing. But I went back and forth with Stuart up to last night. This morning he sent it to me, and those three changes he forgot to make. So as soon as he makes it, I will be sending it to you guys for review. If you guys want anything changed, added, deleted, we could do that then. But it was based on what we agreed to do at our scheduling meeting. And after that, if you guys don't want any changes, then we can share with the Yellow Primes.
Okay.
What does it show for overall substantial completion? You mentioned that your durations are within the March date. But how does the logic work towards overall completion? For what's that date now showing?
Give me 1 second. For the academic building?
Yes.
April 23rd.
I thought with all the changes that was going to come back tomorrow. What's keeping it in April?
There is the items that Pepin said at the last meeting that he would talk to the MEPs to bring back That, as an example, Talt has 20 days per floor to install devices.
Can you have Stuart highlight the MEP items that are pushing that out?
See, the
logic built in?
Yeah, no, we have that. I was giving you that as separate for the community building and the academic building.
Okay, obviously we need to see it because we thought we'd have it by now. But for the next update, we really need everybody on board for a March completion date. And that schedule has to be signed by everybody in order for payments to be processed.
Piazza is ready to sign with their durations. Obviously, we're not being fair to the MEPs because they haven't seen it yet. And that April 24th date doesn't include the security items that we completely unlinked.
In the kitchen.
Correct.
What is the date for the kitchen? Just curious if it's not.
It's a month later.
Okay.
But the cafeteria is now back in the April date, right?
In the March date, yes.
Is it because you're waiting for equipment to come in? Or it's just putting everything in and tying it up? And
it was just, if it can happen sooner, it'll happen sooner. It's just a place we landed it for now.
Do they have all the kitchen equipment? Because I never heard anything back on that email Brian sent regarding those future items.
So the answer is they have everything except that one piece, which...
The one piece.
I forget the exact piece, but the one that
the counter,
the counter with the
washing counter
with the stone, right?
No, no, that's different. Okay, the one with the stone.
That was. I forget which piece of equipment it was, Nance, but there was one piece of equipment that we had to pick the band to put on it. But that'll be here before. That'll be here in time. The other stuff was ordered. Gus is working on. Getting a proposal from them to give to you, and if you guys want it, great. If you guys don't want it, we're just gonna tell them to send it back.
Okay.
So you understood what we told you there? That it was being provided and it wasn't in your contract?
That is correct.
Put that on the list of things when you think we're always being unfair.
Excuse me?
Put that on the list of things when you think we're always being unfair.
Okay.
Anything else in the schedule?
So we'll have it today?
As of 6:30 this morning, I sent Stuart his email. So,
Stuart is, so it's...
As soon as I have it, you'll 50/50 have it.
50-50 chance you'll get it today.
As soon as I have it, you will have it.
Okay.
It was literally... Four changes.
Okay.
All right, the next topic is field coordination. I usually combine that with the 2-week look ahead. We don't have anybody from Talk here.
Okay, we'll skip him.
Jim, what do you got going on in the next 2 weeks?
Same as it ever was.
Who is that? Talking
heads.
Ductwork, piping, we're going to start the baseboard backing next week.
Oh, nice.
We got our laser in today for that. Insulation, of course. We put some of the temporary filtration in, working down from four down, fours in. We got all the replacement filtration in for the units for the proposed duration. Got that in yesterday, and we're in pretty good shape. RGBs were released yesterday. We'll get them in 3 weeks.
Yeah, they start shooting hangers. ceiling wire up on four.
Good.
Okay. I mean, those things are 3 weeks out, so.
You should not, bend them up.
Not worried about it.
Well, the guy's not wearing hard hats, he's going to have a full head.
Okay.
Rich, I don't know how much you know, but what do you guys got going on for plumbing work for the next couple of weeks?
I'm not sure. I only just talked to Ron to know that I had the meeting to come to.
No problem. What are you guys working on today?
The drain in that duck pit.
At the plenum?
Yeah.
The community building.
Yeah, in the community building. Okay. We're going to have to hook up the hose bib in the community building. And a bunch of other little things we gotta
move
around.
You're kind of bouncing.
Yeah.
Okay, the sprinkler guy.
I don't know anything. Ron said that he was taking care of that.
Somehow I'm tied in with all his emails, the sprinkler guy, which is great and bad at the same time. Yeah. So you saw the email yesterday about the check valve thing, not the check valve.
I'm just going to go take another look at it after the meeting.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of stand in the... Oh, whoa, wait, check valve or
the
sprinkler?
The sprinkler, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm confusing the two.
Yeah.
No, you did, because I think you responded.
You responded. The sprinkler in
the lockers.
In the corner of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can we just take one locker out and just put it next to the lockers?
You're going to need more than one locker out. Go look at it. It's this wide.
I just want to get my eyes on this
thing. And it goes in between.
They're teeny little things. It's only...
Okay, well, go look at it.
I'd like the sprinkler guy's opinion, too, if he,
Oh, well, he was... I did a per the drawing, and I didn't see any lockers on my sprinkler drawings, and I laughed. So, yeah.
We could put it to the right side of the column, too.
We could. I don't know if the column's that big, though.
I want to see where it is relative to the stair.
It sticks out.
It's not really a... It's a loading dock. It's not like a finished area.
Did they have a minimum number of lockers they needed for that space? I guess for staff they did. Yeah, probably.
Is that minimum?
Exactly.
Pretty sure we were.
Yeah. Or can we bump those few lockers on the other side of the column?
That's what I want to go with.
I don't know that it's the end of the world to put it above the lockers.
True.
Either.
That was the other thing.
Just put it above the lockers.
That's probably easier.
You got a service, so you get on a ladder.
Okay. I think that's better.
Perfect.
Yeah, because there's a high ceiling in there, too.
Yeah, there's plenty of room above them.
It's almost like a mechanical space.
All right, so
yeah.
You guys will figure that out. Great.
All right.
Oh, and the fire pump is still shipping on December 1st. It has not been pushed back, so I guess that's good.
Good.
That's a ship date.
Yeah. That's confirmed.
Joe, what has Piazza got going on the next couple of weeks?
Kane, they're taping the third floor, rocking on the second floor, ceilings on the fourth floor. Continuing framing on the first floor and the cafeteria. Hall is continuing with the brick and the precast on Lawrence and McLean. Midtown Terrazzo is continuing with the base on the fourth floor, and they're getting ready for the mock-up as well. The painter, he's finishing
Where's he doing the mock-up? Just curious.
I haven't seen it.
What?
Is it just for the base, or is it
the Terrazzo? He's doing the janitor's closet.
Oh, okay. Good.
There's a base out there.
It looked pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The two pieces I saw.
Sorry.
He's
got a good chunk of the hallway down.
Yep.
You're on the painter.
The painter, he's finishing priming the fourth floor, and he's priming the basement. The panel guys.
It's a finish coat on the fourth floor. It's really hard to evaluate though. I don't know if there's enough light up there.
He started doing first coat today.
Yeah, I saw some.
Okay.
We need better lighting if we're gonna.
Okay. The panel guy is working with the panels. Completing.
He hasn't been here all week.
Completing the Z skirts and stuff.
They haven't been here all week.
Okay, I will double check.
Unless I'm missing them, but they have not been here.
I will double check. Siteworks, they're doing their work on Radford. And then Empire Tile, they'll be tiling the corridors on the fourth floor.
You mean the walls?
The walls, yes. Okay.
She hasn't started that though,
right? No.
No.
That's the corridor tile?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our elevator, people will be, I spoke to them yesterday. We're scheduling for the delivery of December 4th. They just need a couple of things from Talt, which I haven't sent it to Talt because I knew Jose was out. But on Monday, I'll follow up with Jose.
Copy me on that stuff? Because there's been a lot of back and forth.
Yep, I'll copy you on the email. It was something about a grounding.
Miscommunication. It's done. It's been done. That's the thing. It's been done. So okay. That was one of the first things Talt did, actually. It was grounding.
Well,
so.
And Schindler's coming out Monday.
Okay, good.
To look at it. Because I told him everything's done, but they said these couple items.
Okay, good.
But we're scheduled for December 4th.
Great. It's Monday.
Yeah,
2 Mondays.
No, I think she was talking about for the Schindler day when they're coming, the 27th.
They come in to work on the 27th. They're going to do the delivery on December 4th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to do a little quick look at look see.
Is that it, Joe?
That's it.
Yeah, we'll get to that later, I guess.
Okay.
All right. You missed Forno.
I'm sorry.
And they're here, but...
They're doing stair tower B, and glass should be... I think glass is here, so we'll see that closed up next week.
Next topic is record documents and daily field reports. I just need field reports from Talt. Everyone else is up to date. Permit requirements. Just a reminder for everyone to give us the copies of their permits. Piazza stated permits for street opening and sewer storm and street opening for sewer in Radford and Lawrence Sanitary were submitted to Savin. Savin has those. Next topic is 2 week look ahead. I need one from Talt and Lombardo. Construction observations. At the last meeting, Piazza has addressed the construction fencing barriers, but the barriers along McLean and Lawrence still need to be addressed. Savin again stated Piazza needs to clean up all side streets as the Masons have tracked a lot of dirt all around. They still got to keep up with that because it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, I got to get them to do this right here.
The street sweeper came yesterday. He does the Tuesday route here.
Okay.
And it's a nightmare because it's so dirty. Somebody's got to physically sweep the road so that this guy can then do his whatever he does on a weekly basis. It's not his job to street sweep our mess.
Oh, I agree. I gotta get Siteworks to put gravel right here.
Should be on the Lawrence side too.
Yes.
There's mud being tracked in the building. Every entrance.
I mean the next to the church and then the other one.
The other one they put something on the other one, no?
No, we only did the one right across here. Right across
by the church. It's
by the church, you're right.
It's a mess.
I will talk to Siteworks.
We're never going to get the building clean if we don't get the access clean.
KGD noted that temporary protection should be in place since permanent tie-ins into the street are not complete. KGD to review terrazzo base and bathrooms. That was done. KGD concerned with finish work and dirty job site, as Russ was just mentioning. Need right job conditions to complete finish work. If work is not acceptable, it will be on the punch list.
Just underline that in this set of minutes. Just Chris still exists.
And J&M stated clean environment is vital for temporary heat. Once the units are started, that is when the warranty starts. Anything on construction observations?
Do we know when the heat's going to start?
Nope. We're waiting for Con Ed. Everything else is done, ready to go.
The electrical contract and the heating contract have done everything that they need to do.
Yes.
The paperwork that is missing is not from the owner. It's Con Ed's own paperwork.
Correct. So there's been communications that went up way above this office. We've done everything we can.
Well, let us know when.
Climate is going to need permanent power, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a dumb question, but okay.
Say it again, Nancy.
Give them the checklist with the power observed. Put us on their queue.
Yeah.
Do we have any?
Pressure on your part?
Sure. What do you need? Once we get that, we get permanent power.
Yeah. We don't have a date.
Oh, what are they doing? The startup?
They say 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you can get it before then.
I think we can.
Okay.
So right now we're looking at 2 weeks?
We're not looking at 2 weeks. We don't have a timeline. We're going to have power.
Okay. But you're the day that you turn it over to the owner when the warranty starts, I guess, mm-hmm. is going to be under temporary power, correct? Yeah. Do we want to start up at that time, or if it's
unless you want to pay for a second startup,
you do it. Okay, all right, then we'll do it after. I guess it's just going to be. It's not going to be balanced. It's not going to be okay. But you need me to call Climb
Running Wild.
Yes. When do you need them there?
I have to give them documentation that permanent power exists.
Okay.
Once
right. For
a
catch
22. I'm thinking that's
give me a shout
Monday,
and I'll get
Tuesday,
right on
Wednesday.
When that happens.
What do you think, Nancy? I don't
know. I got nothing.
If you need my help, just give me a call.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
A concerted effort on all the parts we'll get on there and get started.
Anything else on construction observations?
In the northeast corner of the fourth floor, there seems to be some water getting into the floor. And that room is finished taped prime.
Mm-hmm.
So there shouldn't be any water coming in. It looks like a lot, but something's not tight on the outside there.
Which I walked at the roofer. You saw Chris. He's been looking at it.
Yeah, we just don't want water in places to finish painting.
Nope, anything that gets damaged because associated with our work, we'll fix it.
Yep.
So, I'm trying to understand if we have tiles starting, John and stuff's here ready to rock, but if we don't have permanent power in the building, how are we doing these finishes, guys? I mean, you see it's been cold. I don't know.
Hey, we're all in the same.
I got it. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to figure out how now it's coming where obviously they're rocking, they're taping, they're painting, they want to put tile, they're going to be putting grit up on the top floor, all that kind of stuff, correct? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is there a backup?
What's the backup? So as soon as we know something, we'll share it. It was supposed to have been today. Con Ed screwed everybody again. That's all I can tell.
It's all over the county. Just, you know, I'm building my own building and they're doing the same thing. So
we're completely transparent about it. We moved heaven and earth to get
100%.
His work done and pay 12 to get their work done.
Anything else on construction observations? Next topic is submittals. Savin will continue to send the submittal list out. I sent it out this morning. Piazza still owes these three projection screen shop drawings, simulated stone countertop shop drawings, and the ornamental fencing product data and shop drawing.
It's been outstanding for a while. Is there a plan here?
It's been outstanding for as long as I could remember.
I'll talk to Gus later today.
Trish, something to add for submittals?
You want to take that so you know what it is?
He sends it to me every week.
I send every 2 weeks. I send the list.
Just look at it.
Chris, we were told that there was going to be a cast stone resubmittal for the main entrance from Hull, I guess.
Recently?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was in the last week or early this week, but Hull reached out to one of our draftsmen who they work together on the cast stone shops, and they said they're resubmitting panels at the main entrance.
I was unaware of that, Brian. So I'll talk to Hull.
Yeah, if you guys could look into it.
Neither was I.
Cast stone.
It's the wall panels around the area of the main entrance.
And there is a couple, this is a few pending the design team. We got metal fabrications, resubmittal of stair E with calcs. It looks like it's just got to be pushed through.
Okay.
It's a record submittal, right?
It doesn't say that. I'm not 100% sure.
Is it stair E here?
That was submitted.
It's probably for record, but it doesn't. Usually they say that. It doesn't say it on this
one. I'll look at it.
We got the terrazzo. It's a school emblem shop drawing submitted last week. Food service equipment, physical sample of solid surface silver smoke submitted last week. And turfs and grasses, seed mix, submitted last week.
That was
also
number two. Correct. That SiteWorks had to do.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Okay.
So we'll do that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next topic is RFIs.
Better than submittals. I thought we talked about getting proof of orders for the metal panels and the ACP at our last meeting. Because they typically have problems actually getting to the job site.
I'll get it too.
And just want to do our due diligence on it, okay?
Yep, I'll get you that.
So we're proof of orders for what?
The panels.
ACP panel.
All right, next topic is RFIs. These two RFIs that are listed have been addressed.
The only open RFI is the music classroom.
Correct. That's number 384. That's the music room 319.
Mm-hmm.
Next topic is new items.
Just real quick, Brian. The one that may be a conflict, the grab bars with the sensors. I don't remember seeing that. And if you responded, is it an issue or not?
No.
Oh, okay, go.
It shouldn't be. I mean, we laid out all the grab bars on a sketch that we sent to you guys.
Yeah.
And it goes over the access panels, but the way...
That was a while ago, too.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Nope.
I don't remember it.
It should be fine.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Next topic is new items. At the last meeting, TALT still needs ITG updated drawings, KGD to clarify items discussed on 10-12 meeting and provide to all parties, and KGD to follow up with ITG. Do we have any update on that?
We did a round of updates that was sent to TALT for the first floor stuff. There's two items about exterior gates that something we need to follow up with separately. But interior stuff is good.
Sorry, I'm sorry to ask
this
question.
We're going to stop answering him.
ITG is the security.
Because I can't keep track of what's going on.
I take that's on the fourth floor, too?
You're good on the fourth floor. It was the first floor.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yep, it was just first floor.
Okay. Taught to begin security wiring. Installation Monday, 11/13. That was last week. Top of wall fire stop inspection report was sent out on 10/18.
Did he start?
I know I saw one of your guys working on it yesterday, but...
No, not my guys. Security wiring, 11/13.
Yeah, that started.
Okay, good.
Top of wall fire inspection report was sent out on 10/18. Piazza was still to address a few areas and advise once complete, so that's still open. And we'll have to have a re-inspection once you guys tell me you guys are done. Regarding ADA push buttons and who installs and provides them, talk to Rough Inn and Piazza's to provide. That was discussed at the last meeting. And also discussed was regarding the generator muffler, talk to install. Do we have any comments or anything on items we just discussed? And the next project meeting is 12/6.
10:30.
It'll be at the regular time, 10:30. I'll go around now. If anybody has anything to add, they can do so. I'll start with myself. The only thing I have is over here on Lawrence Street, this is everybody. You guys, if we get a delivery, you guys close down the street to, you know, unload your trucks, but then no one reopens the street. You guys kind of just couldn't go back to work. So this is everybody. I'm not standing out there all day to see who's leaving it, but, and Nancy's getting phone calls every single day from the city as they drive by because the road's closed for
it's
no
Hull.
Reason.
It's Hull. Let's point the finger. It's Hull.
I'm just going to have everyone keep an eye on. If you guys have a delivery and you close the road for 10 minutes, just make sure you put the barriers back. It takes 10 seconds.
I got 3 phone calls from the guy in the last 4 days. And finally I said, I've told him. Nobody listens.
Fran, do you have anything?
No.
Joe?
Not right now.
Russ?
Just want to emphasize the cleanliness thing.
John, did you walk the building this morning?
No, I just got here.
Rich, you got anything?
No.
Paul?
No, sir.
Nancy?
Yes, cleaning. And that's everybody. I don't know if the dumpster in the front is full. It doesn't matter. Stuff gets piled up at the end of the hallway or in rooms. Nothing gets picked up. It's got to be a daily thing. The place is a shithole. There's food. There's like animals in the building because they come in to eat here. It's got to get cleaned up every day. If you come in and you eat lunch, bring your stuff with you and throw it out. There's no dumpster. Just take it home. Throw it out somewhere else. I mean, chicken bones on the floor and, you know, empty coffee cups all over the place. It's a pigsty, and that's just not even the half of it.
Write a letter to my subset of working here for me.
To clean up, okay.
If they don't, we'll put a guy here and they'll all be back charged.
All subs, clean up.
For my guys.
And you can kind of tell who it is because everyone kind of sits in the same areas during their breaks.
Well, each prime contractor needs to tell their foreman that he's responsible for his workers.
Yes, he's got charge of the cleanup.
It's not just
everybody.
The food,
everybody
garbage,
has to tell
it's
him.
Everything garbage.
And why would they want to walk around in a building like that?
Disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? It's dangerous. Yep. But you got to tell the foremen that if they can't, if they're not up to the task, then replace your foreman. You know what I mean? But they have to tell their workers to clean up.
And can we consolidate your materials, your gang boxes, your whatever you have on the first floor, because everybody's moving down now, and it's just getting more congested because we're bringing material in, but there's still everybody's stuff on the first floor. So either consolidate, declutter, whatever you want to call it, clean up, move around. That's for everybody.
Anything else, Nance?
If you have subs that aren't here, then they need to be told the same thing.
Anything else, Nance?
No.
Jim?
A couple things. Gymnasium, what are they doing on the top part of that wall, the east wall, this green area? Is that being sheetrocked?
On the inside? Wide?
Yes.
That's the final product is sheetrock.
Yeah. All right. I know you got that piece of duck there.
We have a monster duck
right
that goes
up
across
it.
There and goes out the building and connects to the area you owe 3. And I'd like to get to that before that duck gets destroyed.
I'll talk to the people and get back to you.
Also, related to that ductwork where it attaches to ERU 03, the exterior insulation by GC.
Really?
One more time?
The exterior insulation, and I don't know if it's a roofing product or whatever,
but it is.
There's some supply and return duct there. It's roughly 30, 40 feet of it.
North low roof or south low roof?
Yeah.
Both? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, it's mostly south.
Okay.
But is this roof watertight?
No.
So we got to
get the upper roof is. The upper roof is, but there's no windows yet.
No.
The low roof is not.
If they want to reach out to my insulator to do it, Kim Insulation, I did speak to Raz Mataz there.
Can you just repeat that about it's supposed to be done by the...
It's called out as GC work.
What is it?
So it's the exterior duct.
Probably 2-inch board insulation with some kind of cladding. It might be the roof cladding. I don't think it's the oil.
Right. You seal it and then that's it.
Yeah, it'll be sealed duct. It is internally lined with that 1-inch real fancy stuff.
Well, let's not get that wet, too. Let's make sure that
stuff, you can get that wet.
Yeah, oh, yes. It's like...
All right, good.
I mean,
it really is. I can attest to that. I did my house 25 years ago with it, and it's still pristine. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Is there a lot of it?
Well, it's the first 20 feet of all the supply in return.
From the unit? When are you landing those units?
I was going to say, when are you bringing those units?
Monday would be allowed because the riggers get double time for it the following week.
Really?
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
So
we'll have to coordinate so that I can get our roofer on board with that.
Jim, anything else?
That's it.
Nick, you have anything?
No,
Brian?
Nope.
John?
Going back to this, maybe in the mornings or the day before, maybe we could look at the forecast to see if I start John on the tile? Do you want me to put the tile? You want me to wait for Con Ed? I mean, I know finishes are a big thing, and I just don't want to do it twice, so... Should I hold off these guys?
When was he starting, Monday?
Yes.
I don't want him to come here. God forbid.
You made provisions to paving and painting, right?
Yeah, but the weather was a little, now it's, as you can see, in the morning it's below 30. So I don't want to, especially with your finishes that, I just don't want shit popping off, you know what I'm saying? Your finishes, I don't want anything popping off and shit like that. So if you just tell me, hey, John, wait till we figure out this Con Ed, just tell us so I don't have the guys here for that. And we could, we'll lay everything out, all that kind of stuff, and get it ready to roll. And then once Con Ed comes, we do what we need to do. But I think you guys agree with me. Let's not put it up just to put it up here.
So, it's a difficult situation.
It's a kind of issue.
You have some temporary heat up there now, and that's been able to keep that above 40 in the mornings when it's cold?
Yeah.
You turn around in the morning.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot up there. But again, we want, this is
yeah
all night. You know, you need your permanent power now. Like it's
we know.
I get it.
Can you keep doing the temporary heat so that the drywall and taping can at least continue?
That's up to you guys if you want. If you want me to continue,
I would hold off on this just, pile
is there an issue? Has there been an issue with my tickets for it or no?
We haven't.
I don't think is there an issue with that guy?
We've given them to Nancy, but unsigned and stuff.
Okay. Nick, you don't got a guy?
Me?
Yeah.
A guy for what?
A guy. In Con Ed, you don't got a guy? You got a guy for everything.
they don't listen to any guys anyway.
This all took place yesterday.
I understand, but I'm just going to make one comment about it, guys. And I know Con Ed is, you know, not the greatest to work with, but you got... What is this now? The second biggest city in the state of New York? The third?
Third.
Biggest city in the state of New York? Maybe our owner can reach out to somebody and pull some strings here.
They have been.
Okay.
We've involved everybody.
I'm not doubting you whatsoever. But now is the time where we gotta... Let's rock.
Roughly. Just projecting. We're roughly 2-3 weeks out.
But you know, you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. Could be tomorrow. Exactly. You know, who knows?
So,
but
he wants a triple time for Thanksgiving.
No, but if Con Edison comes tomorrow, Jim still needs 2 weeks, roughly. I'm only saying what I heard.
That's what Klima says.
That's what they say. But
I thought the fourth floor could come out in a few days.
Whatever we can get, guys, is great. You know, it just gets us going on our finishes, but. Make it, you know, for Monday, just maybe Monday's a beautiful day. I don't know what the forecast is going to be for Monday, but
for the next week and a half, it's all in the higher 40s. I mean, so it's just a little chilly at night, but
I got you.
It's 40s. I don't see a cold snap coming for at least 2 weeks, according to weather, but that could change, you know. But
just let me know before Monday. So I could let John know to go and my guys continue, that's all. In the meantime, we're going to concentrate up on cleaning, Nancy. I'll have guys here cleaning everything that has to do with me. Get it all.
The problem is you can't keep up with it.
Yeah, we're going to have to, okay?
It's like every day.
And if there's something that doesn't pertain to me, I expect you guys to jump right on it also, okay?
Anything else, John?
No.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we're
going to go through
stuff with Brian.
Is it tired?
How to proceed. Let me finish this.